HR, take note. The number of people quitting their jobs has reached another all-time high. 4.5 million Americans quit or changed their jobs in November. That is a new record. Ali Velshi is MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent, and he is here with us now. Ali, good to talk to you.
And good to be back with you.
We've been reporting on this trend for months now, but the numbers just keep going up. What does this latest record tell you?
Yeah, it's a really wild story because I've never seen numbers like this in my career. There are 10.6 million job openings. There were 6.7 million people hired in November. 6.3 million people left their jobs. So you got a net quitting a number of 4.5 million people. That's a record. The last record was 4.4 million people in September. You know, there are some layoffs in there, but mostly it's people voluntarily separating from their jobs. When you think about it as a percentage, 3% of workers voluntarily left their jobs. And we're seeing this every month in an environment where it's hard to find labor and wages are going up because it's hard to find labor. So this is what you describe as a worker's market more than I have ever seen in my career.
Has our understanding of why this is happening changed at all, or are all the fundamental factors still there?
No, I think things have changed a lot. Burnout is a very, very big part of this. There were some surveys done, and more than three quarters of 1,800 workers who were talking about the work situation cited burnout. That's up from about 55% 6 months earlier. But during COVID, we've seen a real increase in stress around getting the infection, stress around taking care of kids, not knowing whether schools will be open or not, stress around caring for people in your house. It's affecting mental health. We're finding that the average American is working longer. That's something that's been going on over the years. But now people are getting sicker. They're taking sick days. Some of that might be mental health. Some of it might be stress. Some of it might be physical health issues because of COVID. But it definitely feels that work as we know it has become a more stressful thing. And because there's higher wages, workers feel like a little bit, they're a little bit more empowered to leave their jobs and get another job when they want one.
I remember when some of this was first starting, we talked about working moms who were hit hard in the pandemic. They had to drop out of the workforce because they had to care for the kids. Is that still an issue?
Yeah, it's a bigger issue now. Employment levels for women have dropped so much that they are now back to where they were in the 1980s. So lots of jobs available, but women still get stuck the most with this idea of the crisis of care. They are caregivers, not just to their children, sometimes to their parents or their in-laws. One in four women, which is about 15.5 million women, working women, has a child under the age of 14 at home. In the last 2 years, that's been very confusing because sometimes there's school, sometimes there's not school. Your kid tests positive or someone in their class tests positive and you got to keep them at home. So it has delayed women going back into the workforce because they're just uncertain. We've just started a new school session and some parts of the country, it's in person, and some parts it's not. So women are having a particularly tough time as a result of the pandemic, and it has affected their working levels substantially.
Okay, we hope that improves for all of us. MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent Ali Velshi, thank you as always.
Thank you.